Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, located at 1600 South Main Street. Our congregation has had the privilege of serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. May God bless you as together we continue building on the rock.
Please stand for the common service. You can follow along in the bulletin. It's also on page 15 in the front portion of the hymnal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ, and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God and Savior, You have set the final day and hour when we shall be delivered from this world of sin and death. Keep us ever watchful for the coming of Your Son, that we may sit with Him and all Your holy ones at the marriage feast in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament as recorded in Ezekiel chapter 37. The Lord promises to gather all of His people under one shepherd, King David's descendant, Jesus Christ, and to dwell with them throughout eternity. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, take a stick of wood and write on it, belonging to Judah, and the Israelites associated with him. Then take another stick of wood and write on it, Ephraim's stick, belonging to Joseph, and all the house of Israel associated with him. Join them together into one stick, so that they will become one in your hand. When your countrymen ask you, 'Won't you tell us what you mean by this?' Say to them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in Ephraim's hand, and of the Israelite tribes associated with him, and join it to Judah's stick, making them a single stick of wood, and they will become one in my hand. Hold before their eyes the sticks you have written on, and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will take the Israelites out of the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them back into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. There will be one king over all of them, and they will never again be two nations or be divided into two kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images or with any of their offenses, for I will save them from their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where your fathers lived. They and their children's children will live there forever, and David, my servant, will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant. I will establish them and increase their numbers, and I will put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy, when my sanctuary is among them forever. This is the word of our God. Alleluia, alleluia. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Alleluia. A lesson from the New Testament as recorded in the Revelation of St. John, chapter 19, beginning with the first verse. Because of their eternal salvation, all of God's people will rejoice together, shouting, Hallelujah. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne. And they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah. For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts, and a better translation is the not guilty verdicts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. This is the word of our God. Please stand as we confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. Amen, so shall it be. Amen. Matthew chapter 25. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is God's word. Please be seated. The story is told about a soldier who was standing guard at night, and he was very tired, and he leaned up with his back on the guardhouse and put his head down and closed his eyes and fell asleep standing up. A little while later, a general came up and barked at him, "Hey, soldier, what are you doing?" And he opened his eyes and he saw the general's shoes, and he thought quickly and paused a bit, crossed himself, and said, "Amen." Now, we might chuckle at that a little bit, but falling asleep at one's post is no laughing matter. It can bring about the death and destruction of a whole company of soldiers. That's why when somebody falls asleep on guard duty, they are severely punished, and well, they should be, because they are putting so many lives at risk. In God's word for today, our Lord reminds us that you and I, as soldiers of the cross, need to always keep vigil. We don't know when our last hour on this earth is going to be. We don't know when our Lord Jesus will come again on the last day in all his glory to judge the living and the dead. And that's why through this parable, this earthly story with a heavenly meaning, our Lord Jesus encourages us to listen to this truth, a word to the wise: keep watch. And why is it so important to keep watch? Because the bridegroom will come unexpectedly, and because the door to the wedding banquet, to the wedding hall, will be shut permanently. In order for you and for me to really understand this parable, we need to understand what weddings were like back in Jesus' day. Back in Jesus' day, there were no wedding ceremonies and there were no wedding vows that were taken on the actual wedding day. Those things took place before the wedding day, at the time of the engagement. When a Jewish man and woman made their engagement promises to one another, that was a legally binding contract. They were legally bound together as husband and wife, except there was no cohabitation and there was no consummation of the marriage. That didn't take place until the actual day of the wedding, which was usually within 1 year of the betrothment. And on that wedding day, the bridegroom would take his groomsmen and he would go to the house of his fiancée, where she had been living with her father since the time of their engagement. And they would take her back to his house so that they could have a wedding celebration that very often would last up to a week. On her wedding day, the bride, she would be waiting with her bridesmaids, and the bridesmaids would all have oil lamps, olive oil lamps, so that they could escort the wedding procession down the road to the newlywed couple's house. That is the setting of Jesus' parable. Jesus tells us that Judgment Day is like 10 virgins who are bridesmaids. 5 of those virgins are wise, and 5 of those virgins are foolish. The 5 bridesmaids who were wise, they brought oil along with them. And the 5 who were foolish didn't bring any extra oil for their lamps. These 10 virgins went out to wait for the bridegroom in the middle of the night. Of course, the bridegroom is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He promises that one day he will come on the last day of judgment, and he will take his people into the wedding hall, into the banquet hall, and he will celebrate with his bride, the church, throughout eternity. The 10 virgins really represent those who have an association with Christ's church here on the earth. The ones that have oil, that represents faith. Faith that confesses their sins, faith that looks for forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of all people, and who rose from the dead on the third day to prove that all sins of all people have been paid for through the blood that our bridegroom Jesus Christ shed on the cross. The 5 foolish virgins who didn't bring oil with them, they're people that do not have faith. They do not trust in Jesus as their only way to heaven. Oh, they might have had faith at one time, but they became negligent with their faith and they lost their faith. They believed that the pursuits and the things of this world were more important than caring for their spiritual welfare, that the things of this world were more important than regularly coming to the Lord's house and having their souls fed with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and having their souls fed with the Holy Supper. These foolish virgins who didn't have the oil represent those who believe that they're Christians. They claim to be Christians because they think that because they were baptized and confirmed, they have a one-way ticket to heaven, even though they never practice their faith. And that's one of the devil's biggest lies, convincing people that they're Christians when they really aren't Christians at all. Those foolish virgins represent those who are living in a particular sin, and they say to themselves, you know, I know this sin is against God's holy law, but I'm really enjoying living in this sin right now, so I'm going to do that for a while, and then later on, I will repent. Those foolish virgins represent those who say, you know, Christianity really has some really good merits. It's a really good thing, but you know, I just don't have time for it. I'm just too busy. You know, I'll dedicate myself to that later on in life. These foolish people, they don't realize that there may not be a later on. They forget the apostles' words in Hebrews chapter 3, "See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." On the other hand, we have the wise virgins. The wise virgins who have their olive oil for their lamps, the extra olive oil there, they represent those who remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are those Christians who daily confess their sins and return to their baptisms for the reassurance that they are God's dear children wrapped in Christ's robes of righteousness. They are those Christians who regularly allow the Holy Spirit to keep the fire of faith burning brightly in their hearts by regularly studying God's Word at home and rejoicing in God's Word here in God's house. They're Christians who regularly come to the Lord's Supper to receive Christ's true body and blood in with and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion for the personal assurance of their personal sins as the Holy Spirit strengthens their faith. Those wise virgins are those who remember this exhortation from St. Peter: "Be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." In the parable, we're reminded of how important it is to be like those wise virgins, always keeping that oil, always letting the Holy Spirit keep that fire of faith burning brightly in our hearts and souls, because the Son of Man will come unexpectedly. In the parable, the cry went out at midnight, "Here comes the bridegroom, come out to meet him." All 10 of the virgins start trimming their lamps. The wise ones have plenty of oil. The foolish ones plead with the wise ones to share their oil with them, but they say, "No, there might not be enough oil for both you and us. Go to those who sell oil and get some oil for yourself." And so they left. But by the time they got back, it was too late, because the bridegroom had come and he had taken the bridesmaids into the wedding hall. You know, those foolish virgins who thought that they could use somebody else's oil, those are the kinds of people who dupe themselves into believing that somebody else's faith is going to somehow benefit them. They say, "You know, my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents all went to this church every Sunday of their life. And besides that, my cousin's a pastor. Doesn't that count for something?" No, it doesn't. "I can't eat for you. I can't drink for you. I can't sleep for you. And I certainly cannot believe for you." Everyone needs to have their own faith when Jesus calls them out of this life, whether it's on the day you die or on the day he comes on the last day in all of his glory. What happened when those foolish virgins came back later on and they knocked on the door and they pleaded for the bridegroom to open the door? He said, "I never knew you, and certainly they were cast out." You see, the Lord comes suddenly, like a flash in the twinkling of an eye, the Bible says. The Bible says that Jesus will come on the clouds of heaven in all of his glory, with a shout, with the trumpet blast of God. 2 Peter 3 says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. And so these foolish virgins were caught unawares. Those who do not have faith when Jesus comes will not get faith. Unbelievers cannot come to faith on Judgment Day. Those who did not want to know Jesus during their life, that whole time that the door to heaven was open for them, when Christ comes, the door will be shut forever, and no amount of pleading, no amount of begging is going to change that. They didn't want to know Jesus during their life, and so on the last day, the tables will be turned, and Jesus will say, "I don't know you. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fires prepared for the devil and his angels." Last week I heard a sermon preached in Tennessee, and the theme was, Judgment Day is no joke, and it isn't. But it'll be different for those who are like the wise virgins. On that day, we will escort the bridegroom into the wedding hall. On that day, the door will be shut behind us, and we will never have to worry or fear that we will be deprived of the everlasting joys and bliss and glory of paradise. All wickedness, all godlessness, all sinfulness will be forever shut out from our sight. Listen to what our God says about what heaven is like in the Revelation of St. John, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Brothers and sisters, there are no pursuits on this earth. There is nothing of any value on this earth that is worth exchanging for the everlasting glory and bliss and joys of heaven. Those things have already been purchased for us with the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross. They're just waiting for us. And as we wait to go there, you and I will want to listen to a word to the wise from Jesus. He says, "Keep watch, because the bridegroom will come unexpectedly, and the door to the banquet hall will be shut forever." Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. Our address is 1600 South Main Street. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. We'll be back next week with another edition of Building on the Rock. Until then, God be with you.